It's not like fixed time, like university or college. Like fixed time. So it's not like that. So anyway, I mentioned here at this point since I brought this point of everyday life practice, how to in the most skillful way. So what are the most important ones to achieve enlightenment? What are the most important ones to achieve enlightenment? To exercise realization's power of enlightenment, kukha, and then to say, to achieve enlightenment, to be able to achieve enlightenment, kukha. So, the most important one, very essential one to practice in the daily life, in order to have, to make preparation or to be able to reach realization's path to enlightenment, that, anyway, the building temples, making holy objects, making holy objects of Buddha, and making offerings, and the worshipping to Buddha, they are doing prostrations, chanting mantras, chanting all these mantras. Yeah, all this purpose, all this is what's for. What for we are doing this? Chanting all these different, why all these different mantras, different Buddhist mantras happened, they are given, why I decide to all these chants, every day, all these mantras and prayers, what's for? So all these things, we have to understand, without a mistake, we have to understand what is the real purpose for doing all these things. So all these things is actually to, the main goal is to actualize the realizations, steps of path to enlightenment, to have good root of the path of enlightenment, good devotion, and that is from that you get all the blessings. From good devotion, which is the root of the path of enlightenment, you get all the blessings from that. The spiritual master, that we have, from one has received Dharma connection. That doesn't mean just having heard teachings, but it means with the recognition of Guru and disciple. Then through blessings, by receiving the blessings of the Guru, then from that, then the mind will get opened, and it's like you pour water, seed that which is planted in the ground, you pour water, then this from the seeds, then the seeds, you see, by receiving the water, then it is able to function, able to produce the stem, from there then comes the fruit, you see, from this from the stem. From the stem comes, and then from that the flower, fruit, comes. So the realization of the whole path of enlightenment, renunciation of samsara, and the foundation, then bodhicitta, we didn't realize emptiness. Then on top of that, for the for the quick enlightenment, you know, to achieve enlightenment quickly, then the realization of this Mahayana, Siksha, Mata Vajrayana. So one is able to have those realizations. So what one practice? Just this, you know, this sutta, the five parts, you know, to the five parts of the temperaments, or the on the basis of three pairs of parts, you know, the sutra, and then actualize the tantra part for the say to achieve enlightenment quickly. So the main goal, why all these various practices, why we do, including reading, chanting prayers, reading Dharma texts, you know, chanting those many mantras. So the whole point is to have realization of the step of enlightenment. On the basis of this, three pairs of path, especially bodhicitta, the altruist mind to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, especially this one. All the rest part of enlightenment. So this is the main goal, to reduce the delusions, you know, to reduce the delusion, to have realizations, and to reduce the delusions, to have realization, so that you can reduce the delusions, you know, the realization part of metaphysics, so that you can reduce the delusions. One can cease the defilements, you know, all the disturbing thoughts, the karma delusions. See, so the ultimate goal of all this. The ultimate goal of all this is to be able to benefit from. Ultimate goal of all this, actualized on path, you know, all these realizations, what for? Is to be able to benefit from others. To be able to benefit others. to be able to do perfect work towards other sentient beings without any mistake. To be able to give perfect guidance towards other sentient beings, towards the numberless of other sentient beings. So that is the ultimate goal of having why we should have realization, you know, there, what path from that middle, why we should reduce delusions, see, why we should get rid of delusions, cease the delusions. Of course, there's the reason, so that you don't have to suffer in samsara. Of course, but that's not the main. That's not the real meaning of life. just to make yourself, free from samsara. That is not the real meaning of the life. Just that alone. Just that alone. See. So. So therefore, it's very important in the everyday life to read a prayer, meditation prayer, you see, that which contains whole path to enlightenment. To read that prayer, you see, mindfully, so that it becomes a meditation. It becomes a direct meditation, because, you know, you see, you go directly, you know, that without you go directly, you read straight, by meditating the meaning of the prayer. You see, not just chanting, it's just by thinking the meaning of the prayer, meaning of the teaching. You see, the words. So this way, then such like this prayer, that we say the other day we read in the that which are in these books. Also the new book that how to meditate there. So every day that this is not only prayer, there are many other different prayer that which is the whole path to enlightenment. That which is the whole path to enlightenment, you see. There are different versions, some are a little longer, some are shorter, you see. Many different versions. You don't have to do always just one. You can change. You can do different lambdum prayer. one can do different lambdum prayer. For example, if one is doing a retreat, 3-4 sessions, then begin of each session for motivation. You see, to read different lambdum prayers. Because the presentation is different, so therefore there's a more effect to your mind. You see, more beneficial. You don't get bored with one prayer reciting, same prayer reciting. You see, all the time. So anyway, so this is so. This one is the most important one. It's got daily life practice. something to make the life most meaningful, beneficial. You see, so how each day when you do this prayer, then it leaves the imprint of the whole path of enlightenment on your mental continuum within that minute. You see, in a very short time. You see. It leaves imprint, plant seed of the whole path to enlightenment, the heart of the whole entire Dharma, Buddha's teaching. So that means each day you become closer to the realization of path to enlightenment. That means each day you become closer to the full enlightenment. That means each day you become closer to enlightenment. That means each day you become closer to your ultimate goal of life, to be able to do perfect work for other sentient beings, to free them from all the sufferings and to bring them in the full enlightenment, you see. So you become closer each day towards that. So this is how you make your life most beneficial towards other sentient beings, now and in the future. then just this is the minimum, the fundamental, the minimum, the practice. so important. so. You see, otherwise, this and then doing the every day doing direct meditation on the whole path to enlightenment. This and then on the basis of this, then one say then you expand the meditation. If one need train the mind from beginning of the path to enlightenment, so then you the guru devotion and then the beginning of the path, the renunciation of samsara has two. The renunciation of the Yeah. Renunciation to this life and renunciation to the future life, samsara. So there are two types of renunciation. So one, you know, first one have to achieve realization, the renunciation to this life. So we start from the eight freedom. How this precious human body is. How this human body is so precious, you know. How this human body is so precious that it's qualified to eight freedom, ten richness. The perfect human rebirth and the usefulness and difficult to find again and the impairment of death. Then the Lord till sufferings of the three lower realms. Then there is huge karma. So what need to start? The whole Ramrim, the whole steps path from that message divided in three, the graduate path of the lower capable being, graduate path of the lower capable being and general, graduate path of middle capable being and general, and graduate path of higher capable being and general. So it's divided, a whole path from that message comes, it is divided in three, divided in three. So first one need to have a preliminary realization of the graduate path of the graduate path of the realization of the graduate path of the higher capable being that which root is bodhicitta, you know. The foundation bodhicitta. So in order to have that realization, the one need to have realization preliminary greater part of the middle capable being. In order to have that realization, one need to preliminary greater part of the lower capable being. So therefore, one needs realization, perfect human rebirth, usefulness, difficult, especially the impairment of death, especially the realization of impairment of death. So that's extremely important, one to have realization that once one has that realization, then and the realization of karma and other realizations, then you see other realizations can be achieved easier because so much of the obstacles is cut off by the realization of impermanence, death, you know. So on the basis of doing direct meditation, see, by reciting the prayer of the steps of path to enlightenment, then you see, training the mind in those, you see, in the meditation that, you know, wherever, see. So try to have realization of the steps of path to enlightenment, try to have realization, you see, gradually. So, so even did not have those beginning part of the beginning part, you know. The graduate part of the lower capable being, especially impairment, death. trying to have this realization by training the mind in this. analytical meditation and fixed meditation by using these two techniques. And So more, by expanding more, you see, not just retain the word, not just, you know, the going of the words, you know, straight, but say, by expanding, you see, in those subjects. By doing the way of training the mind in the path in those meditations, by doing analytical meditation and fixed meditation. So whatever most effective and extensive, you know, one can do, you know, analytical meditation, but using all those valid reasons or the useful reasons, you know, so that useful reasons to prove to your mind, so that the mind get transformed into that path. the quotation. then after that, after one has generated the feeling, for example, say, if you go to devotion, when the mind is transformed into the devotion, then time to hold fixed meditation. after meditating on the eight freedom tenses, the perfect human body, you know, the 18 qualities of the human body, then when the mind is transformed into the feeling of the into the feeling, the recognition that is so precious. Then, when the mind is transformed into that, that feeling, that recognition, and then holding that experience, see, and keeping that, so fixed meditation. After the analytical meditation, then fixed meditation. So if it's impermanent death. So after doing the analytical meditation, then when the mind is transformed into the the thought of the impermanent death, from the wrong concept, you know, concept of permanent, that I'm going to live, long, which betrays you, which cheats you, which only cheat you, cheat oneself, not allowing to practice Dharma, and it cheats oneself, you know, I'm not allowing to practice Dharma. which makes the life to distract, you know, from practice Dharma. So by the analytical meditation, then all the mind is transformed into that, the thought of impermanent death, that having the feeling or having the appearance, you see, of this life is short, not long, short. Having the appearance of this life, you know, not long, it's short. So therefore, whatever happens, you know, somebody criticizing, somebody praising, or whatever life situation happens, not important, isn't it? said, it doesn't matter, it's nothing, it's very short. this life span of this life is very short, say. whatever happened to this life, so it's not important, you know. So, not important. Because you have an appearance of a short life. to that mind, you see. So, whatever happens, so these things, it doesn't bother to one's mind. Somebody criticizing, somebody praising, or whatever happens, you know, so forth. The difficulties in this life, or I see the comfort in this life, or difficulties in this life. However, whatever happens is not important. See, doesn't bother, you know, doesn't disturb the mind, not important. So, in your heart, what's more important is happiness of all the future lives, and then liberation from samsara, the ultimate happiness. Then, full enlightenment, to achieve full enlightenment, of course, and then. what's more important to your mind, in your heart, is these things. The happiness beyond, from this life of the enlightenment. You know. So this is an example. So on the basis of a direct meditation, you know, going over the Lamrim prayer, going over a Lamrim prayer, a steps path of enlightenment. On the basis of that, then the then whichever realization you don't have, then from there you see from there you start. So one thing is the root of the path to enlightenment, guru devotion. So that's one. Two, have realization. Then another one, the impermanence, death. You know, realization of path, greater path of the lower capable being. So the other one is this. To start with. To have realization. So one do extensive, you know, whatever one can do, extensive meditation, analytical and fixed meditation, you see. according to how much time that one can make from meditation to meditate on the path. direct meditation on the path on the deeper devotion, including impermanent death and the greater path of the loss of the brain. So, in one day, two times or three times or one time, whatever time that one can give to say, you know, to train the mind in that. Then, however, the rest of the day. So you transformed your mind into good devotion or impermanence dead in the morning, you see. One specific meditation that you're trying to train the mind, transform the mind, so the rest of the day, even during the working, doing job, so the mind that was which were transformed in that good version or impermanent death. so for this, in the morning, you see. So then you continue. You say one very important thing is that to have quick realization and quick realization of the path and makes the rest of the day life meaningful is by keeping that experience you have generated in the morning, you see, at a good version or impermanent death or your Chiba meditation, you see. So keep that in mind, it was transformed into that, then trying to rather, you know, you transform your mind into that in the morning. Then when you get up from the meditation cushion, then also that one stopped at the same time. in the meditation room, and, you know, stopped where the cushion is left, you know. And then, so not like that. Actually, what is supposed to be, this is the way to do is that experience you generate on the meditation cushion, then you are supposed to see, continue the rest of the day, try to live with that experience, you know. Try to keep that experience. try to live the rest of the day, life, doing job, whatever you do, but try to keep the mind in that experience. So by keeping the mind in that experience, and then you see, for example, in permanent death, then this way, that doesn't allow to rise, you know, attachment clinging to this life and those unvirtuous thoughts, you know, anger and so forth, those delusions, you see. So then your actions become dharma. Through the day, doing job and so forth, you know, besides, say, doing sadhana or prayer or chanting mantras, so even other activities, they become dharma. It allows the actions to become dharma. So therefore, there's no need karma or much less, you know, in that day, most of your actions become a virtue, unmistaken cause of happiness. So your life is, so this way your life is taken care of, guided by oneself. So these two things, this way it helps to have quick realization of past enlightenment, the other ways. The other thing is, you see, everyday life this way then become extremely meaningful, like that. So now,